good morning to you on a Friday, day two of the month of September, as we head into the Labor Day holiday weekend, and it is time for What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten, every Friday morning here at KBOE. What's In Outdoors is brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. First, get in and get your vehicle work taken care of today, because Express Tire will be closed on Saturday and Monday for the Labor Day holiday. And also brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem does not have it, it probably is not around. And a good morning to Phil Totten in our Roger Hartsook interview room in studio this morning. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Well, I tell you, I can't hear you, but I saw your lips move. But when I woke up this morning, I looked down and I started listening to the radio, and I heard you say bright and sunny in Emporia.
I did say that, Phil.
And so with that, I thought, well, Ron must have had a late night, because that's not what I saw at Council Grove. I never saw sunlight until I hit the America's Road. I mean, it looked like one of those cold October days that a fellow should be dressing up to go duck hunting.
Well, I did have a late night, but it was sunny here.
Okay, well, I tell you, what beautiful weather for the disc golf. And, Ron, what an event they have hosted here in Emporia, bringing in people from all over the United States to see what God has blessed us with in this flatlands of Kansas. And we've had several golfers staying there at Council Grove and coming over, so it really helps our community, and it's given a little bit of light to other people that come to Kansas to see what it's all about.
It's great.
Ron, here in the studio this morning, I have Brian Ziegler and Stephen Newson, they're with H3, and that's going to have the 8th annual one come on there at the City Lake next weekend, and it's just a great event. They'll be hosting a youth derby on Saturday, and then veterans will be fishing with boaters that'll take them out, and I think John with Specs Tire is one of theirs. Was he going to be in that event this year?
I believe he's back this year, so we're glad to have him back. He's been there, I think, all 8 years.
Okay. Well, Brian, tell us a little bit about the event and just what got it started.
Yeah, about H3 America it stands for Heroes Helping Heroes, and what it's all about is giving back to those heroes that have sacrificed everything in our veterans. And Marty Thurman, a veteran that lived up at Council Grove City Lake for numerous years, started it by just taking some vets fishing off of his bank by his cabin. And 8 years ago, he had the vision to turn it into a bass fishing tournament, and just to give some back and give the guys a meal or two and have some fun out fishing and have a little weigh-in like we see on TV and just have a great time and give them some stuff back. And so it's grown every year. We got a couple setbacks during the COVID years, I think, like everybody else, and tuned it down a little bit, but it's just been a marvelous chance for us to thank the people of this country that have sacrificed a lot more than we ever will.
Well, Brian, 8 years. I can't believe 8 years have gone by since you and Marty were right in this room and we had that interview talking about the first one. And with the youth event, is that open to anybody that wants to bring kids there for the derby?
Yeah, so Saturday, September 10th, Scott Sennett is running a Fishing Forever youth event, and it is open for everybody in the community. And you can go ahead and get online and search for that event, and the details will all be there for you.
Now, online, is that a website or a Facebook page?
I believe that's a Facebook page for Fishing Forever.
Or I'll get with you, and people can give me a call at 620-794-5373, and we'll try to get some kids out there. Anybody who's listening to my show, you know I'm all about getting youth and families outside for a better inside, and that fishing is just so much fun. And I know, probably speaking for Marty, the joy I feel taking young people fishing, taking veterans fishing, and it's fun. So very rewarding. We also have in the studio with us Stephen, and Stephen won the tournament last year with Brian. So what was it like winning a bass tournament?
It was a great experience. I've gone to a few bass tournaments before, but this was my first bass fishing tournament, and it was so well put together for just a little thank you for veterans, you know. And I was invited by Brian last year, and I was able to go, and so I'm looking forward to I'm not able to do it this year, but hopefully next year I can come back and have just a great time. I mean, the community comes together so well, and we get out there pretty early, and, you know, like Brian's wife, she made some breakfast for us and stuff, and then later in the afternoon they had a nice lunch for us and had the families come out. Like, my wife and children were out there doing the weigh-in and stuff. It was just an amazing experience.
Well, it is a big community event. I know a lot of people with the Council Grove City Lake Association, Ginger with the Council Grove Marina, partake in it. You got sponsorship, I believe, from Bass Pro and Cabela's that will be giving you some fishing poles. And, of course, Watson Outdoors will help where we can. I was wondering just what was the winning ticket last year, you know, and what was your technique?
I'm no by any means no pro. So the pro I fished with, he was great. He taught me a bunch of stuff, and actually it was all thanks to him. I didn't catch a whole lot, but yeah, I mean, I still had a blast, right? Just being out there on the water, getting to enjoy the nature. It was just an amazing time. I had a few small ones, but he caught the big ones. I can't remember exactly what our pounds was. I don't know if Brian does, but
I think he had about 13, 14 pounds to win it. And you know, they did a lot of slow, soft plastic, small stuff, downsized last year to win that.
Texas rigging type of stuff. You know, I don't know a whole lot of terms. That's just what he taught me last year. But yeah, it was just an amazing time.
Steven, you said you are a native of Emporia?
Yeah, I was born in Emporia. Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. And with fishing and hunting, of course, in Emporia, there's a lot of opportunities. What would you think if you were offered fishing in high school as a club to go to?
I think that'd be a great idea. I think I know there's a few schools trying to do 4-H type of stuff, and I think kids nowadays, especially nowadays, need to go outside more. With technology just growing and stuff, they need to go outside like we used to do when we were kids.
All right. That's really what Watson Outdoors is all about, right? Getting youth and families outside, and of course, working with Joe Bragg, who was a veteran, 2 tours in Iraq. I do know that coming home from wars, people are scarred. They're hurt both mentally and physically. And so with the veterans, it's just so something that they can come back and if they are lost, hang their hat on. Brian, how rewarding has it been for you to be part of this program?
Oh, it's been unbelievable, and I know I'm so thankful for all of our boaters, too, every year that give. And then the city of Council Grove has been so supportive, and everybody that you talk to that's been involved, it's just been a great experience for me to meet all these people that have been out there defending our country. And then, you know, everybody that I've talked to just talks about how much they get back and what they get back from it, especially the voters. And then we have such great support. You already mentioned some great sponsors there that help us out, and we sure appreciate. The marina gives us worms for all the kids, and that's just fun watching those kids' big smiles on their face. They'll come in with the little bluegill, you know, and it's about 6 inches or 4 inches long, and they're so darn happy. It's crazy, right? And we're just it's just such an awesome experience to get a chance to meet all those people and see them all having fun out there fishing.
Now, Will, the start of it, putting the boats in, will that be right around sunrise? And
yeah, we'll start with a breakfast. We always start with a breakfast for the veterans about 6 o'clock. As Stephen mentioned, my wife is in charge of that breakfast. She does a great job. If she's listening, I just want to tell her how great that is. She start with the breakfast, and then about 6:30, we'll start dumping the boats in. We'll have a prayer national anthem, and we'll start fishing right around 7 o'clock. And we come back at noon. We fish till about noon, and we did a barbecue or some type. We have a lunch for all the veterans and all the participants, and then we got to put our heads together and figure out who won while they're eating. And then
no cheating. You don't have any fish right now under your dock.
No. It's all and again, it's all paper tournament this year. We don't get to keep any. So lots of work there, and we have it together. And we have trophies and awards and biggest fish, smallest fish, most fish, all kinds of things. We just have a really good time. And like I said, all of our sponsors, we got sponsors from Topeka. We've got Orbis and Osage City that gives us stuff. And we get a chance to give a little package out of T-shirts and knickknacks and gifts and stuff to all the veterans and the boaters. It's just awesome.
Well, I see you out on the lake, and generally you have a dog with you. I see you out on the lake when I'm over in my yard, Studio South, working and toiling and sweating and trying to get things straight. Just how big a help is that dog out there in that boat?
That dog is pretty much worthless in that boat. He likes to ride on the front. He likes to go fast. When you slow down to fish, he doesn't like it very much. So he likes the wind in his ears.
Well, guys, I really appreciate you being on the show this morning, and best of luck. I will be out there covering that. I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about the national anthem and raising that flag. And thank you for your service. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Labor Day weekend is summer's last hurrah. And if you're planning on hitting the road, remember to schedule any of your tire or vehicle maintenance early. Express Tire will be closed Saturday, September 3rd and Monday, September 5th for the Labor Day holiday. They'll be ready to serve you again after the holiday for automotive maintenance. Until then, they hope you enjoy your Labor Day weekend, relaxing with friends and family. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Find them on Facebook or ExpressTirePros.com.
Bluestem wants to know, are you ready for the power of the original? This is no cheap imitation. This is the real thing, the legend. Are you ready for the power of steel? Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has a large selection of steel chainsaws in stock, the ones used by professionals and homeowners who demand high-quality, reliable equipment. And steel is more affordable than you think. For authorized sales and service of steel chainsaws, see Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KBOE Live and local, good morning, 844. What's in Outdoors? Great interview there, Phil. What a great program that is.
Thank you, sir. I tell you, we just chatted there during break, and Brian wanted me to let me know that the Derby runs from noon to 1:30. So just come to the lake early, and it'll start at noon, and there'll be a lot of prizes for the kids, and I know it's just a great atmosphere out there.
Boy, what a wonderful day that's going to be, and thanks to all that are working hard to put that event together. And you're coming off a big event that you had out at Payrock last weekend. Phil, sounds like that went very well.
Yes, Vamos a Pescar, we put the word out on it. We did have 50-plus families, over 100 kids. I think probably around 40 volunteers, which really made it nice from just all spectrum of the community. We did have Kim Burnett come down from Olathe with fly fishing, Kevin Rich from Slina. I don't know how many fish got caught, but I know a lot of fish got fried.
I heard about the fish fry, Phil. It sounds like that went well.
Oh, it was a lot of fun cooking that and talking with the ladies and sharing stories around that hot grease and watching that I didn't burn myself. But I just can't thank Patricia Sainria, Sally Sanchez, and all the VAP team for putting that on. We're already making plans for next year.
Well, you pretty much have to with an event of that magnitude now, don't you?
And Daphne Mays there at the Aquatic Research Center, all the thing they did. A lot of people, when it was over, they never realized we had activities inside. So, yes, we had activities inside, outside. Corrine Patterson with 4-H was there with their portable archery range and BB gun range. And there was a little note in everybody's package that talked about firearm safety in homes. I think that's just a big message that we give out that day, and it was so much fun. I want to thank Mark Schreibner for being there, Brad Lovelace coming down, to name a few. And hopefully next year I can get out from under the grease and go out and mingle with people. And kayaking, Ron, you just can't believe the number of people that have never kayaked and are sort of scared of it. But given a little bit of instruction, and John Young and Chrissy, they were out there in the water with the kayakers just to support them. And Daphne, bless her heart, last year she waded that lake to let us know where it could be safe to put them out. And I just know from experience, a lot of people, once they get in that kayak, they'll just sort of become one with the water, with nature, and just really feel it. So people get out. Fall is just a beautiful time. The water is starting to get a little bit chilly, and I know that, but the days have been hot, and it's really nice. Ron, we did end our summer-long family fun fishing contest and had drawings for the winners, and these winners were based on stories that they sent in and me talking to the family and how it related to me in a lot of ways. And by seeing the kids, seeing their smiles and talking to the parents, I thought of a lot of things that I did when I was little. And some of them reflected in me choosing these and my committee choosing these people as winners. So they will get $100 from the What's an Outdoors Fund. And the way I get certificates to the marina.
Okay.
There will be five win within the species. And then they'll also get a $75 gift package from Bommas Jig Company. Cliff Bommas is really making some waves out on the national scale in crappie fishing. So these are all good products. But winner for bass is Charlie. And a mother, a lady named Chris Adams sent in the entry, so I believe her last name is probably Charlie Adams. I haven't met these kids. But if you see her picture and mom's quote, girly girls like to fish too. This little girl has those Shirley Temple curls and a dress and cowboy boots on. So that's Kansas right there.
That's good.
So she's our bass winner. Catfish, the Daniel Mushrush family over at Strong City, and talking with Daniel, there's quite competition between the boys and the girls and sending in entries, and the little boy finally won, so he was happy, so I just awarded the whole family that, and we'll have there these pictures up on our Facebook page and also the What's in Outdoors webpage. Crappie, a young man named Newt Fox from Council Grove, 2.5 going on 3, and I think he's got more knowledge than Harold Inslee. He can name every species of fish in Kansas.
Oh, wow.
You know, the big sports fish anyway, and he has pictures to prove it. For sunfish, Annabelle Eberts, and her picture, the fish wasn't very big. Well, sunfish don't get very big, but in the background is Grandpa.
There we go.
Grandpa's there, and there he is in his old coveralls with a torn knee patch. So that fits my father to a T. So, Annabelle, congratulations. And anything goes is Sebastian from Olathe with a bullfrog. And if you can see this picture here with him looking out and the bullfrog looking out too, it just sort of melted my heart. So our fishing trip with Joe Bragg will go to an Emporia boy, or at least his mother worked for USD 253, John Smith Heister. And then a lifetime license is a Chase County native, Emily Lauer. So congratulations all. Be sure to see if you think you've won a prize and I haven't gotten in touch with you. You can go to the web pages and see the posts that we've had every week, and we'll get your award to you.
Congratulations to the winners. Great contest again this year.
Oh, we hope to do it next year. I've already had some people get hold of me, Ron, and say, let's do it again, Phil. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Summer may be over, but it's not over for your lawn. Bluestem has Scott's lawn care products that'll help you keep your yard looking green and healthy through fall and give it a head start for next spring. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed Feed Fertilizer. It comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your place. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Labor Day weekend is summer's last hurrah. And if you're planning on hitting the road, remember to schedule any of your tire or vehicle maintenance early. Express Tire will be closed Saturday, September 3rd and Monday, September 5th for the Labor Day holiday. They'll be ready to serve you again after the holiday for automotive maintenance. Until then, they hope you enjoy your Labor Day weekend, relaxing with friends and family. Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th. Find them on Facebook or ExpressTirePros.com. KBOE Live and local Good Morning 851. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors with Phil Totten here every Friday morning. Phil in studio this week. And what is on tap? What are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm working this weekend, Ron. I tell you, the marina plans a big Labor Day holiday festivities going on. I think there was at least four pork butt roast in the kitchen cooking this morning.
There you go.
So that'll be served. Of course, I'll be greeting people and talking about fishing and talking about just how blessed we are to live in a nation like we do. And just, wake up every day with a smile, feeling positive, and just keep on going. Next weekend is really going to be a big one across the state. Ron, just, you know, like with Vamasapa Scar, I have people, Phil, if I only knew that event was going on, I'd have had some kids there. Well, Ron, what can we do? Do we need to get one of those big air balloons with a sign?
I don't know.
Do it? I don't know how many times we covered it on the Watson Outdoors show.
Well, and online, social media, the whole thing.
We had two special events, Newsmaker and that. So, people, if you can, just stay tuned to the Watson Outdoors show. We do have scheduled events at on the webpage there to let you know what's going on. Last week, I had a fella that talked about an event way out to Osborne. It's going to have 350 to 450 kids in it every year. So those people are getting the word out. But I'll tell you, September 10th is really going to be a big event. I don't know if I can cover everything that's going on September 10th around here, Ron. We have the event there at Council Grove, the Kids Fishing Derby. Then, like I said, just come early. It'll start run from noon to 1:30, and I can't wait to be a part of that. We also, on September 10th, we have the Jordan Lee Miller Memorial Catfishing Tournament over at the Reservoir, and that's the fourth annual one of those. So, people, if you've never been to a tournament to meet the people that participate in it, you'll get some fishing tips and just the atmosphere. You better come out and enjoy it. And then, can't say enough about what the people over at Coffee County are doing there at John Redmond. It's their OK Kids Day event. And you thought we had a lot to offer at Vamasapa Scar. If you go down and see what all they're doing there, and of course that's a Kansas Wildscape Foundation helps fund that event. They're also help fund our summer-long family fun fishing contest. Martin Merle does just a great job with them. But they'll be offering a fishing tournament there at New Strong Lake. They'll be having archery, canoeing, a dunk tank. I don't know about being in a dunk tank. I won't participate in that. But just all kind of good programs to get youth and families outside. There's also going to be trap shooting over there. So you do want to check out and see what's going on at the OK Kids Day event over at John Redmond on September 11th.
Plenty going on. And you got to save the date here for Saturday, October 15th, for the fifth annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout.
Yes, Lisa does a good job with that, and the funds they raise there goes to a very good cause.
Yeah, Buckles for the Kids, helping out 4-H'ers. So.
Pretty well all about what Gary was all about, and we do miss that man.
No doubt about that. Well, Phil, keep up the great work as always, and I know you'll be busy, and if you want to see Phil, stop down to the marina, Council Grove Marina. That's where you'll find him.
I will be there, I guarantee you. God bless, and y'all enjoy your Labor Day holiday.
Labor Day weekend, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, here every Friday. KVOE Live and local, brought to you by our good friends at Express Tire and Auto. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew will take great care of you. And again, they'll be closed tomorrow and Monday for the Labor Day holiday. And Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. My gosh, if Bluestem doesn't have it, you know what? Probably not around. Bluestem Farm and Ranch. KVOE 855, 69 degrees, headlines next.
The Labor Department reporting about 315,000 jobs.